This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership.
Man, I'm feeling great.
I'm doing great.
Happy Friday to you, boys and girls. One question only. How do you feel?
Well, I feel good and I'm doing well.
Hey, that's all that really matters. And we come to you live from the Quicken Loan Studios. National mortgage lender, Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Appreciate you being with us, as always, here on the show. It's a Target Demo Friday, which means it's time for you guys to let me know what you're up to, and we'll read them on the show coming up later on in the hour. On a Target Demo Friday, this has been created because I want to know exactly what you're doing as you listen to the show, what your plans are. So let me know where you're at, how you're listening, and what you're doing. And we will read them coming up later on in the hour. You can get at me on Twitter, DA on CBS. You can get at me on Facebook, facebook.com/TheDAShow. You'll know the thread when you see it because it has Brandon Whedon in a Texans jersey pointing to his head because he is a brilliant quarterback mind right before he riddles the Chiefs for two passing touchdowns last night. The hold snapper is alive. He's alive.
Hold snapper and third string quarterback.
I mean, the only guy that I think could even be anywhere near Whedon's orbit in terms of excellence at the position might be Tom Brady. Maybe. But we're all kind of looking up at Whedon. Brady reportedly dealing with a sore back, but let's face it, injuries from the Patriots in the preseason are almost always fugazi. They're almost always throwing you a curveball. They're almost always look over here, don't look here. I mean, Belichick has played that game with Brady's shoulder for years on the injury report. So I'm not biting on the bait that is Brady has a sore back. I think at some point in time, Tom Brady will fall off a cliff pretty dramatically. I don't think it's just going to be great Super Bowl year, MVP year, then he's a Pro Bowler, then he's a little bit less of a Pro Bowler, then his final season, he's going to be really good but decides to walk away. I think if we see a deterioration of Tom Brady's skills, it's going to be pretty dramatic. And I think there's been times even last year where it felt dramatic. The difference was it was not extended periods. Brady was amazing by and large for the entire season, capped off with 505 yards passing in the Super Bowl. He had a bad quarter here, a rough game there against the Dolphins, but mostly he rebounded quickly. 2 years ago, his playoff divisional round against the Texans defense was bad. But again, he has rebounded, had very good games after those really bad games. But I think that at some point in time, we'll just see Brady become really ineffective. And not that he will be some garbage quarterback, but we'll be used to seeing Brady go up and down the field against any defense of the fourth quarter and riddle them. And I think at some point we're going to see him not be able to do that and look slower or weaker armed or what have you. It's just the way that this thing goes. But what's interesting is that we now have a contract extension, if you will, an incentive package for Tom Brady. It's not really an extension, but Adam Schefter reports that Brady has a compensation update where the Patriots are adding up to $5 million for performance-based incentives to his contract. So remember that Tom Brady is set to make $14 million this season, which is a remarkably good deal when you look at quarterback salaries across the league. And at $14 million, Tom Brady should be making way more per season. So what the Patriots are doing is, we'll give you another $5 million, but it'll be incentive-based. Winning the division, playing in the playoffs, throwing X number of touchdowns, etc. Starting X number of games. And people are wondering, well, is this kind of a slap in the face? You're making one of the greatest quarterbacks ever earn the $5 million? Doesn't he earn the $5 million the moment he walks on the floor? The moment that he walks out of the field? The moment that he's in the locker room with his helmet on? Doesn't he automatically earn that $5 million? Hasn't he done enough to earn the $5 million? Karen Garesian covers the Patriots for the Boston Herald and writes, doesn't it seem asinine to make a five-time Super Bowl winner work to earn a little extra cash? This doesn't compute. Matt Ryan hasn't won a Super Bowl, doesn't have to hit certain snap numbers to get all of his money. Neither does Jimmy Garoppolo. He just gets a mountain of guaranteed cash. Adding $5 million on top of Brady's $15 million doesn't jump him up so far up the ladder in terms of big money quarterbacks. He would get into the top 10, but still be behind Jimmy G, Matt Ryan, Kirk Cousins, Matthew Stafford, and Derek Carr. So think about that. Even with this extra $5 million of incentives, if he reaches the incentives, he would still be paid less than Garoppolo, Matt Ryan, Kirk Cousins, Matthew Stafford, and Derek Carr, who have a combined zero Super Bowl wins between them as a starting quarterback. So why would the Patriots squeeze Brady for an extra $5 million here based on incentives? Well, my inclination is that the Patriots, this is a salary cap workaround where the Patriots want to have X number of dollars allocated to the rest of the team, and that Brady understands this the way that he's kind of understood it his entire career. He has not taken the highest paycheck. He has not sought the most money because he has been convinced by Bill Belichick, you take less money, we will spend the rest of the money around you to make the team better. Would you rather be a winner and rich, or would you rather be not a winner and lose more games or have less of a team around you but be the highest paid player? And Brady has chosen the former. I would rather be really wealthy. I've got Giselle. I've made a lot of money, but I want to win. That's the priority. Respect me. Don't pay me peanuts. Don't make me have to work at everything, but don't make this hard, but spend money other places. So I think, my guess is that's what this is about. Spending money on other players, spending money on the rest of the roster, spending money to do other things within the organization from a personnel standpoint. And then the extra $5 million is incentive-based, which maybe they're able to use as a workaround towards the salary cap. Here's the other part. And Garesian writes this, and I think this is really interesting. Inquiring minds want to know if other concessions were made. Did Brady agree to restructure with earned incentives with some stipulation about Alex Guerrero, his body coach, and his access or privileges at Gillette Stadium? Now, that's a really interesting sentence from someone who has covered the Patriots for a really long time and has good sources around the Pats. It's kind of out of nowhere. It's not something that most people would just assume. Oh, Brady takes less money and has more of a team-friendly option here where the Patriots will only give him money if he's really good. But in doing so, he gets access to Alex Guerrero around the facility. Boy, that's interesting, isn't it? I read that piece today and I said, boy, that sticks out like a sore thumb. The whole piece is about how this doesn't make sense to basically make Brady beg for his money or to make him act like he's a third-year quarterback, like he's Jameis Winston or something, and throws in there, maybe it's a stipulation of Alex Guerrero having access to the stadium. Wow. Well, that just kind of lands into this piece like a UFO. That smells to me to not be a guess. It smells to me to be knowing that's what's happening and you have to frame it as a guess. That's what that strikes me as. I've seen this tact before. You can't outwardly report something, but you have inside information, and so you have to frame it as a suggestion of what maybe could be happening based on your instincts. So isn't that interesting? That if this suggestion is true, that Tom Brady takes a team-friendly deal, but makes sure in return his body coach, Alex Guerrero, his trainer, who now has a lot of heat on him, Edelman gets popped for PEDs, the whole story by Seth Wickersham last year about how he's at the center of this love triangle, Brady says, fine. You guys get the incentive-laden part of this, so I don't get my money unless I do all the things I'm normally doing. But in return, I need Alex Guerrero back with access. Because remember, that was the core point of that story last year, that Guerrero had his access revoked. Sideline, couldn't get to travel with the team. They didn't want other Patriot players training with him. Is it possible that that is what is happening here? Yeah, it's absolutely possible. And how interesting is that, that Brady exists in a world where he has to negotiate his personal body trainer to still have access within the organization, and by doing so, he's got to give up part of his contract. He's got to give up money, basically. He's got to play nice by the Patriots contractually. I think that's fascinating. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Hit us on Twitter as well, DA on CBS. When we come back here on the show, Andrew Luck finally gets into a football field and throws real live footballs. The man is happy. He's really happy. Should Colts fans be happy? Is he out of the woods? We'll dissect next. DA, CBS Sports Radio. Now, guys, as we all know, sleep is so important, and your mattress makes a huge difference in how you sleep. I really didn't realize how important the mattress was until I got a Sleep Number mattress, but I knew how important sleep was since the days I was hosting the morning show in Kansas City more than 10 years ago. I had to get a good night's sleep because if I woke up on 3 hours of restless sleep, forget it, the show is going to be in the bag. My Sleep Number setting is a 35. My fiance's is a 50. We both sleep amazingly well because we have different settings on each side of the bed. The new Sleep Number 360 smart bed is designed to keep you effortlessly comfortable. And the Sleep Number beds let you choose your ideal firmness on each side, so it's right for both of you. You'll only find Sleep Number at a Sleep Number store. So come in now and see the newest Sleep Number 360 smart beds, now from $999. There are more than 550 Sleep Number stores nationwide. So visit sleepnumber.com/DA to find the store near you.
Hear the 12 DAs of Christmas as they happen.
Ow! Excuse me. 4227. Excuse me.
You say it in jest.
Excuse me.
The DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Wow. When you hear it like that, the Jody Mac Attack montage, it's just jarring how wet all of that is. DA with you here on CBS Sports Radio. Remember, we are on Channel 206 on Sirius XM. So if you're outside of your normal listening area this summer, if you're on the go vacation-wise or whatnot, you can find us. Maybe your rental car gets Sirius XM. Check us out, Sirius XM Channel 206. Jody Mack has been filling in the last couple of weeks around here, either on CBS Sports Radio or perhaps in the building on New York's WFAN. And I see him around here. And when you just in passing, hey, Jody, what's up, DA? You would never know. He looks relatively fine. He looks happy and jovial, and he's joking around with people. You would never know that all of those wet, mucusy things comes out of Jody Mack. But I think that's what happens. You know, you think you know somebody when you just pass them, you say hello, you see them at work. But you don't really know them until you listen to them speak for 4 hours. And when you do listen to them speak for 4 hours, other things come out, and you're like, oh, okay.
Go out, cash the Social Security check, have a good time, step off a curb, get hit by a bus.
And if you could just run back that Mac Attack montage, because really it is jaw-droppingly moist for every one of those clips. Those don't even really sound like human sounds. Those don't really sound like what could come out of a human.
God bless.
That sounds like you're trying to squeeze jelly through a colander. It's just so phlegmy and moist. And it'd be one thing if there was just one clip that happened once upon a time. But that's a string of clips where everything is just so moist. Like, that sounds like radio static. That sounds like you're flipping through the dial and you're trying to pick up CBS Sports Radio. Can we play the Mac Attack montage one more time and just listen to how this doesn't really sound like human? It almost sounds like aliens from He-Man and the Masters of the Universe. It's not really that human, Mraz.
That's from another galaxy far, far away.
Step off a curb, get hit by a bus.
Right. That's...
another 40 years in Jody Mack, remember?
Jody Mack has suggested maybe he'll last, but he also said he might last only 10 more years.
I would, again, bit the low side of his numbers he threw out there.
Andrew Luck is just so gosh darn happy to be playing. The Andrew Luck clip that we played earlier in the morning was just so funny because he just sounds like he's giddy coming off of a great first date and can't wait to tell his mom about it.
Like I really enjoyed it. Like I told you guys earlier, I didn't quite know how much fun, if I would have this much fun again practicing football. I didn't know if I'd have this much fun again playing football. And it's a preseason game, you know, I'm not going to overblow anything or blow anything out of proportion, but it's still a game and it's still a chance to go up against another color jersey, and it was a fun step along the way.
It almost sounds like David Schwimmer got a first date with Emmy Rossum and just couldn't stop glowing about how I just didn't think I'd have that much fun.
I really enjoyed it.
Joey, I really, really enjoyed it. Chandler, you couldn't imagine how funny she was. And all that Andrew Luck had to do was not have fun, was just stay intact. I've talked about this. I think Andrew Luck's arm, shoulder, is the storyline of training camp, the storyline of the preseason. I'm not all that concerned about whether Andrew Luck plays great in the preseason. He was good last night. I'm not really all that bothered if he doesn't throw 6 touchdowns, if he throws 2 pick sixes, if he throws a couple in the dirt. I'm not worried about that right now. I am worried about him finishing the preseason with his arm intact. This is a player in his physical prime in his age 26 and age 27 seasons that did not pick up a football and throw it for nearly 600 days. That's 2 years. One of the best quarterbacks in the game in his prime didn't throw a pass. And then admitted he was in a dark place with dark days and didn't know if he'd ever play football again. And there were plenty of whispers around Indianapolis that he did not come back last year when he maybe could have because he was worried and it was in his head. I don't care what happens this preseason. Andrew Luck just needs to get through these four games healthy. And as long as he's throwing six or seven passes a game and his arm's not falling off or feeling really sore or he's throwing dead ducks into the sideline, I'm happy. Because then at least that means he's back to throwing real passes in real games, even if it's not a lot of work, and got through it. But I'll tell you, this is all about Andrew Luck's health over these 4 weeks, four games. And he might not even play the fourth preseason game. My guess is he won't. But just these 4 weeks, throwing passes in practice, throwing passes in games, going out there, competing, coming back into the locker room, and it being okay. Because he's a guy still in his physical prime that should have six really good years left. Really, really good. From 28 to 34, he should have elite quarterback years left. And the first step is just throwing footballs and not having your arm basically fall off and your shoulder getting all crazy and out of whack again and sore. You can hit me on Twitter, DA on CBS. It's a Target Demo Friday. So definitely let me know what you're doing as you listen, where you're at, how you're listening, and what you're doing. And I'll read them coming up here in about 15 minutes from now. Tony tweets, the Browns will win right now with Tyrod Taylor running things. Bring on Dez Bryant. We gonna win a ring. No.
I am the epic fail.
Stop talking about rings. Stop talking about winning right now. I hear people talking about the Browns might be able to be over 500. They should be looking at 8-8, maybe in the wild card race. Guys, they went 0-16. Making an 8-game improvement is nearly unheard of in football. They could make an 8-game improvement, which would be historic, and still be 8-8 and two games out of a wild card spot. They're not going 8-8. They're not going 9-7. They're not making the playoffs, even with Tyrod Taylor. They're not. If this team goes 6-10, that's a really good turnaround. Really good. You've got to realize, every time they took the football field last year, they lost. Every time. If they take the football field this year and win a game, that's a moral and literal victory. No, they're not winning a ring. They're not competing for the playoffs. They should be improved, but I've said that before. I need to see it. Brent tweets, hey, DA and Mraz, please cleanse your palates before going from dip to dip. It makes a huge difference. I got to be honest, I did not do that. But I don't think it really was necessary there. We had the jalapeno cheddar and the buffalo ranch.
Not buttermilk ranch. We're talking about buffalo ranch.
Right now, I'm feeling good. I'm doing well. I'm sitting pretty.
Well, I feel good and I'm doing well.
I thought that the cheddar jalapeno bison dip was excellent. That was my favorite. And I would pair that with a Ridges or a Ruffles.
Either way, a wavy potato chip.
Wavy potato chip.
Yeah, and I'm in on the tortilla chip with that. Way in on that.
Okay.
Okay.
Bogus, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling great, and I think I've settled on the tortilla for that the jalapeno one. It just makes more sense.
Because of the Mexican influence there?
Yeah, it just tastes right. Because it definitely has like queso. You throw the nacho on there. You can scoop it out. That, to me, is the proper vessel for that dip.
Proper vessel.
Mm.
Do we have an update on whether you're going to be able to come to my wedding?
We don't yet.
With the Blue Hen schedule. Who are they playing?
It's either Cornell or Lafayette, depending on which game they pick. Lafayette would be your day.
There'll be more people at the wedding.
That's what Bilotti said.
And that's incorrect. Incorrect. They draw well there.
So is the A's wedding.
Really does.
You going 10 grand strong at your wedding?
Not quite.
10,000 beers.
Couldn't afford that number. Bourbon Bell put a cap on 5,000.
That's smart of her.
Yeah.
Frugal.
DA couldn't afford that number. He put everybody in a hotel that's now closing down.
So what do you think about Bogish potentially bailing on the wedding?
I can't have it.
You can't have it.
You can't have Bogus bail because then it just leaves me with Pete at the table and I got to entertain him for three
hours. He doesn't want me. He wants a buffer for Pete.
That's exactly it.
Yeah, I don't need you to entertain me at all.
But you've hung out with Papa Amendo.
Yeah, and I want to be able to hang out with Papa Mendo without, you know, Pete basically grabbing onto my leg the whole time.
So you fear babysitting Pete at my wedding?
Yes, I got people to mingle with here.
So I see. So you want me to babysit Pete so you are free to play the room.
Yeah, I mean, I got to talk to Pens. I got Heller. I got Papa Mendo. Come on.
You know what? Get you all out.
Get them out.
People to see.
When will we know if you've got a call in Blue Hens football game?
It's up to Delaware. They're still finalizing things, and I don't have the power to tell them to make that decision.
Does your wife want you to call the game or want to go to the wedding?
She wants to go to the wedding because it's a wedding, it's fun, she gets to put on a dress.
On the water.
On the water. It's a night away from the kids. We can be adults, don't have to worry about anything, no crying in the middle of the night, nothing like that. But she understands the business side of the thing. Because she wants to not work anymore, so she would like me to get as many of these jobs as possible.
What do we think about just having Bogish's wife come without Bogish? What?
She's more than welcome. I know she lives on Long Island. We could do a little carpool. I can get her there.
That's true.
That's fine.
Wow.
Okay. That's in play here.
Wow. Bilotti hitting on Bogish's wife there? Is that what that was?
Yeah, bring it on.
She's certainly not sitting at the table with you all night.
I'll show you I can get engaged three times.
While breaking up another marriage along the way.
When we come back, Target Demo Friday, we'll listen to you guys and what you're up to as you listen to the show. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Big upside.
I do love the Doc. I do.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Aw. Thanks, Rachel Bonetta.
Aw, I love the Doc.
So glad you're with us. DA with you here on CBS Sports Radio. As always, you can hit us up on a Target Demo Friday. Please do so, won't you? By going to Twitter and let me know where you're at, how you're listening, and what you're up to. Go to Twitter, DA on CBS. DA on CBS or on Facebook, facebook.com/TheDAShow. I will get to your Target demos coming up here in mere moments. First, our Ask the Pros question of the day brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly for all of your car care needs. Guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. We were talking about Cam Newton and Kelvin Benjamin getting into one another's face. Team NC tweets, Cam was a man about it, approaching KB directly, non-threateningly, with his arms behind his back. He had to go up to him. KB was not man enough to respond. KB wasn't even on the field one game during the Panthers' 500-point season and the number one scoring offense, MVP league in the NFL in 2015. Look, Kelvin Benjamin is the bum here. Don't get me wrong. Benjamin wants to trash an NFL MVP for being a bad quarterback, and that's just a cheap shot walking out the door. Do I think that Cam Newton is the most accurate quarterback in the NFL? Of course not. Is there still things Cam can work on this point in his career? Absolutely. I've been critical of Cam's attitude before, his nonsense about the female reporter last year, his post-game press conference after the Super Bowl. Cam can be a petulant child at times. In this case, Kelvin Benjamin is the bum because he's not as good as Cam. He's going to trash a guy that's much better than him and blame him for where his career went and do it publicly. And then when the quarterback approaches you about it, act like you don't want to talk about it. Stupid. If anything, if you got something to say about Cam Newton to be critical, say it to him privately in a situation like that when nobody can hear what you're saying and not do it through the media. So I agree here Kelvin Benjamin is the bum. But I don't think Cam comes off looking good either. Yes, he has his hands behind his back. Yes, he's not going to throw a punch. But he's also looking for an altercation. He's looking to clap back. And maybe you go, well, he's got every right to. This guy clowned him in the media, and now he's going to go up and do it man to man. That's better. Yes, that is better. But it's not best. If Martellus Bennett gripes about Aaron Rodgers' passes, Aaron Rodgers is not going to go up to Martellus Bennett before a game, seek him out, and want to jaw. If Tom Brady, if Danny Amendola suddenly was saying that Ryan Tannehill throws better passes, Brady's not going to find Amendola before the Dolphins-Patriots game. If one of the Seahawks leaves and starts talking about how Russell Wilson is not accurate, Russell Wilson's not going to find that guy before a game and chirp at him. You're just above that. You're the quarterback. You're the face of the franchise. You're the MVP. You led a team to a Super Bowl. Kelvin Benjamin didn't. You don't need to do it. It should roll off your back. You are a better player. You have a better career. And Kelvin Benjamin there is the bum. You can take the high road and just act like, I don't even know what he said. I don't care. I don't play with Kelvin Benjamin anymore. He wasn't good when he was here. I don't need him now or whatever. You don't need to go seek him out and talk trash to him, is my point. I don't think anybody looks good there in that instance, but certainly Benjamin looks worse. He comes off as the total bum. Target Demo Friday.
It's a three-hour black hole block party. Here's what our listeners are doing as they connect to the mothership.
Reed Phillips in Paducah, Kentucky on the CBS Sports app. Getting ready for a solo weekend. No wife, no kid. Will I miss them and glad they'll be back? Yes. Will I enjoy my time alone quietly? Oh, yes.
Oh, okay.
Tommy tweets, I'm watching the DA show at watchda.com. I plan on having an ice cold beverage with ice cubes from my fridge with the ice maker that I paid for by not having $1,000 in parking tickets. Gonna get a little wet, a little drippy by the pool.
I'm a little wet, a little drippy.
For the record, it's not that I can't afford the ice maker because of the parking tickets. I live in an apartment, and that's the fridge that I got. But I also realize that there are plenty of us paupers that do live in apartments or have houses that don't make our own ice, and that's not going to hurt me. I'm not going to track you down like Cam Newton and Kelvin Benjamin. Whatever you say, man, I'm just going to have to take it and go back and make my own ice cubes. And I feel like I'm a better man for it. You know, I got dirt under my fingernails. I got water under these fingernails because I know how to make my own ice like a real man.
Wow.
John tweets, from the mothership to the Mamba pit, from Jupiter to the jungle, the belt of Orion to the home of the lion, DA is on the air. Way to bring fire on two shows this week. That's very good, Damon. That's very good, Damon.
Wow.
A thrill to be in for Jim and the Rome show, the jungle on Monday, and then do the rest of the week this week here on this show. I appreciate that. That was a lot of fun. Hank tweets, I'm listening in Horseshoe Bay, Texas, via the CBSSports.com site while working on my mobile apps. Got my grocery shopping done early so I don't end up laughing in the store during the tasting segment and having people think I'm the crazy old guy.
You need to eat like this. You need to eat like this.
Every time we do a tasting segment here on the show, I just think about the drop where Mraz is crunching potato chips, has so many chips in his mouth, and goes...
Puffiness with sodium.
Angie Corrado, just dropped off my kids for first day of school. Pick is from last night of my son Gabe, who listens to the podcast with me, racing time trials for the first time and took second in the junior division. Would love a shout out to him. Hashtag D'Alien family. Hashtag zap zap. Hashtag a little wet, a little drippy.
I'm a little wet, a little drippy.
Way to go, Gabe. Nice job. Rome's little clone tweets, DA, pull the reins in. We talking about the Browns preseason, not the regular season. Might as well be considered televised practice. Jury is still out on Baker. Nathan tweets, yeah, the Browns are definitely for real after yesterday. Sincerely, the 4-0 preseason, 0-16 regular season, and the 2008 Detroit Lions.
Baker Mayfield.
Look, I'm not saying the Browns are going to be good. I'm just saying I liked what I saw from Baker Mayfield. Konnichiwa, DA. I'm at a DFW International catching a 14-hour flight to Tokyo on business for the next 2 months. What's the proper etiquette for allowable snacks without being a jerk to my neighbor? Any advice would be great. Well, I think importantly, it can't have a heavy scent. good or bad, right? I don't feel comfortable bringing on like a juicy hamburger onto that flight because I just think that it's just overwhelming, both good and bad.
Look, you can't ignore the sound of ripping a chip bag open, so leave that as it may. You just can't bring anything that will be a distraction to somebody else.
Yeah, right.
Either, no matter what scent it is.
Any TO of snacks you don't want.
Exactly. Again, people are going to hear you open a package. That I don't mean. I mean scent, anything like that. Up, down, doesn't matter. Can't distract another passenger.
Buttermilk, ranch.
Turkey sandwiches are good. Those are inoffensive. They're not distracting, and they'll fill you up.
A bag of cookies, some Oreos, something
like
that.
Fine, that's all fine. I would say any type of snack food is fine. I would say candy bars, fine.
And nothing that after you eat is going to be like enough smelly garbage until the next time that they come down to
right.
clean up and take up the trash. Because
right.
if you have 2 hours till the trash clean, you can't crumple that up, leave it in there before you.
That's absolutely correct. Simply Super Dave tweets, listening to you guys on the Ticket 100.7 here in Shreveport. Got an early day because of the rain out from work. Beam me up on that mothership. Jason tweets, I'm listening in Orlando on radio.com last weekend before both boys start school on Monday. Hashtag get me to Monday.
I'm doing great.
Get me to Monday. The first time that's ever been uttered. Mraz only says get me to Friday on Monday. Nobody ever says on Friday, get me to Monday.
Get him out.
Anthony tweets, I'll be getting trashed and lost in a sea of nerds. I don't even know what that means.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Is that like the candy nerds? Like if you get really drunk, will you eat a lot of nerds or he'll be at like a nerd convention?
Something like a nerd, maybe college.
Hmm. Matt tweets, I'm listening to SiriusXM, channel 206, change of plans based on the first hour. After taking my girlfriend to Mission Impossible, we're going to pop in my country grammar CD from 2000 and listen to my favorite Batter Up. Did you know Sherman Hemsley was in that music video? Hashtag little wet, little wristy.
I'm a little wet, little drippy.
I did not know Sherman Hemsley was going to be in that from the Jeffersons as well as 227. Or no, Amen. Did not know that. Amen, great movie. I'm sorry, great TV show. Jeremy tweets, thanks for playing the Mac Attack clip. I'm on my way to a luncheon and now have lost my appetite. Hashtag little wet.
I'm a little wet.
Dan, radio.com app, here some big-ass burgers for the grill tonight. Then going to get a little wet, little drippy at the pool.
I'm a little wet.
For friends' gender reveal tomorrow and Sunday, it's time to put up deer stands for deer season. Got to find a swamp donkey.
Wow.
What you think about that, D.A.?
Wow.
Brock is in Houston, about to hit the gym, listening to the radio.com app before a full weekend of wrestling around the country.
All right.
Coach D. Poe, it's moving day for my college guys today. Catching the show on live stream while everything getting ready for the first day of preseason. Hashtag beam me up. Chris tweets, I'm delivering caskets here in Buffalo, craving some bison dip now. I'm going to stop at the 7-Eleven.
You need to eat like this. You need to eat like this.
And that is a Target Demo Friday. Nice job, everybody. Let's get to your epic fail. Our toll-free line is brought to you by Geico. There's a quick way you could save money switching to Geico. Homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance, too. Get it all. Geico.com. Pete Prisco joined us, and Pete Prisco basically played Ivan Drago when it comes to young quarterbacks.
Even the DA show is not perfect. We know. Shocking. Here's the epic fail.
So get on with it. Play the kid. I say it all the time. Play the kid. And if you break the kid, then you get rid of the kid, you go get another kid.
Hey, fool. You ready for another beating?
I mean, that is just ruthless. You're just a soulless ruthless. If you break
am,
the kid, get rid of the kid. I mean, my God, Prisco.
Yeah, well, and if the kid, you know, is a star, then you got your next 12 years decided.
You're like Ivan Drago. If he dies, he dies.
I mean, hey, it's a cool. Hey, D.A., you've been on a practice field before. When you've seen a guy get hurt on the practice field, they're tending to him, and they move the drill over about 5 yards to run the next play.
Yeah.
That's cool,
yeah.
Man.
What started out as a joke has turned out to be a disaster.
That's
we
right.
We put the work in. We live it, and we love it. That's why we do what we do, D.A. Come on.
We live it. We love it. If he dies, he dies. Move the kid's carcass off the field.
If he dies, he dies.
Next kid up, kill him.
There is no moving like Creed.
Move the radio show over and that's run right. The next play. Yeah, that's right. On the ground
get,
over there.
Get the next DA in air.
Don't look at him. Let's just be cool.
Yeah.
If the kid dies, he dies. Next kid up.
If he dies, he dies.
Briscoe running the drills. I don't care. I don't care if he's bleeding from the nose. Move him out of the way. Next kid up. That's great. I don't care if you break the kid. Move the kid out of the way. Get the next kid in there.
Get him out.
Ruthless Pete Briscoe.
Epic fail, you loser.
That is why you fail.
Epic fail.
We also got a good laugh for the laugh montage out of Briscoe there. You should pull that. That is a good addition to the laugh montage. Kyle tweets, I can't get over how much of a legitimate food expert Mraz is. The man is phenomenal. Hashtag airplane snacks. Hashtag, okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no idea about geography. Very good with food.
Boise's in the middle.
Somewhere. It's like 2 hours past Cleveland, right?
So 10 hours.
Patrick writes in, 94.3 Kingman, Arizona. The kids are at their grandparents. Wife and I going camping.
She's a bad girl, Damon.
Nice. Wow. Low Tides Punk Vibes writes on Facebook. I'm in Reading, PA, 1240. I'm an Uber driver.
I don't even have a job, Damien.
Travis on Facebook, listening to the Radio.com app, getting ready for the weekend filled with softball and beers. Should be a good time. Hashtag how many beers ago?
How many beers ago? Probably 1,000.
Travis writes, I'm also listening on the Radio.com app at the Houston airport before I board my 22-hour flight to Thailand. Loved Whedon's performance last night, but Whedon is still a bum. Get him out.
Brandon Whedon's a bum.
Edwards in Cleveland on the Radio.com app, driving a gas tanker, getting that long money. Overtime all day today and tomorrow, ghost riding the Brinks truck. It's about the money, D.A.
It's about the money. M-O-N-E-Y, D.A.
And Norman with the perfect way to end on Facebook. I'm listening to you on 1330 WTRX. Not doing much since I'm retired. That's the dream right there.
I don't even have a job, Damien.
Thanks to Sean Mraz, executive producer. Pete the Body Bilotti on the Wheels of Steel. Andrew Kaplan at WatchDA.com with the simulcast. And Andrew Bogish on your headlines. Be good. Be good to one another. We'll see you on Monday. The Mothership Disconnects.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.